The A Pathfinding Heuristics post at redblobgames.com is one of those pieces that makes you remember why Amit Patel's site has been a reference for game developers for over a decade. A is the algorithm most games and navigation software use for pathfinding, finding the shortest route through a graph from point A to point B. The quality of A depends heavily on its heuristic, the function that estimates how far you are from the goal. A bad heuristic makes A search more nodes than necessary. A perfect heuristic, one that never overestimates distance, makes it optimal.
This post introduces the differential heuristic technique, which pre-computes distances from a set of landmark nodes and uses those pre-computed distances to build a better heuristic on the fly. Instead of using straight-line distance as your estimate, which is the simplest option and often used in 2D games, you use actual measured distances to carefully chosen landmarks. The result is a heuristic that's much closer to the true distance, which means A-Store explores far fewer nodes and runs significantly faster.
The HN discussion has 26 comments, and it's gratifyingly technical. People are discussing the trade-offs between pre-processing time, memory cost of storing landmark distances, and query time speedup. One commenter notes that this is similar to techniques used in GPS routing software, where the road network is enormous and exhaustive search is out of the question. The post has interactive visualizations that let you see the algorithm's search pattern change as you add landmarks.
The Dithered QR codes post is the most visually striking thing on the board today. Standard QR codes are black and white grids optimized for machine readability. This project takes QR codes and applies image dithering, the technique used to create the appearance of gradients using patterns of dots while preserving the underlying data encoding. The result looks like a photograph or artwork with a QR code embedded in it, readable by any standard scanner.
229 points and 17 comments, which suggests the community is mostly just delighted by the visual effect and doesn't have a lot to argue about. A few comments explore the technical constraints. QR codes have error correction built in, and dithering essentially introduces controlled errors that the error correction absorbs. So the technique works precisely because QR was designed to be robust. There's something elegant about exploiting a resilience feature for an aesthetic purpose.
The Canvas versus HTML for web apps post is lower traffic, 8 points, 5 comments, but it raises a question that comes up periodically in web development circles. The argument is that for certain types of interactive applications, particularly those with complex custom UI or performance-sensitive real-time updates, rendering to an HTML5 canvas element rather than constructing a DOM hierarchy can be faster and more controllable. The examples given involve mapping applications and collaborative tools where dozens of elements are moving simultaneously.
The HN comment thread is skeptical in a useful way. Canvas-based UIs lose accessibility features, browser dev tools support, and text selection by default. You're rebuilding things the DOM gives you for free. The counterargument is that for specific problem domains, the post focuses on Hivekit, which is a real-time operations platform. The trade-offs are genuinely worth it. It's a narrow case, but an honest one.
The CSS security research from Portswigger is the most alarming item in the developer tools category. The piece is titled CSS, the Bomb Inside Your Inbox, and it demonstrates how CSS capabilities in email clients can be exploited to exfiltrate information or influence rendering in ways the recipient doesn't expect. Email HTML has always been a security challenge. The attack surface is a subset of web rendering with often stale security models, but this research specifically targets CSS features that email clients have adopted without fully considering the security implications.
Only one comment on HN, which surprises me because this is the kind of research that should be generating a lot of security community discussion. The core finding is that certain CSS properties, when combined with external resources loaded by the email client, can enable tracking and potentially data leakage in ways that bypass existing privacy protections. The practical mitigation is aggressive CSS sandboxing in email clients, which most major clients have now improved on, but haven't fully solved.
The stylized GGX shading post is a beautiful piece of graphics programming writing. GGX is a microfacet distribution model used in physically based rendering. It describes how rough surfaces scatter light. The post explores what happens when you deliberately break from physical accuracy and use GGX parameters in ranges that no real surface would have, producing stylized, non-photorealistic lighting that has artistic appeal. It's the kind of graphics research that finds a home on HN because it bridges rigorous math and visual artistry.
The assertion usage post, Assert, a modern how-to, is a practitioner guide to defensive programming with assertions, covering when to use them, what they should check, and how they interact with release builds. It's not flashy, but it's the kind of thing junior developers genuinely need, and the HN comment thread has sharp additions from experienced engineers about assertions in concurrent systems being particularly tricky.